Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Our phone number here, 1-800-8-ENYART, 1-800-836-9278. The Amendment 62 campaign is attempting in the last couple weeks before the election, of course, mail-in ballots are out, but in the last couple weeks to knock on 50,000 doors of likely yes on 62 voters and urge them to send in their mail-in ballot or to go vote. And so how is that going to how are they going to reach 50,000 doors of likely yes on 62 voters? Well, here's how the campaign is going to work with their top 1,000 circulators, the folks who got the signatures to get on the ballot. They're working with their top 1,000 circulators and asking them, they're giving them a walking list, addresses near their home of the 50 addresses of folks, families, households who are likely to vote yes on 62. So that's real exciting. That's just the latest development in an extraordinary campaign this year. Yes on 62. I don't know if you've seen the latest video, but it is a stunning video, and it's on the homepage of Colorado Right to Life. Just check out coloradortl.org. And this video was just put up, and it's already got over 1,000 views on YouTube. It's 2 minutes, and it's powerful, it's motivating. And that kid at the end is so cute, so fun, so encouraging that my wife Cheryl made that screenshot her avatar on Facebook. So it's really, really a great video, very encouraging. Okay, did you hear about this? I'll give out our phone number, but did you hear about the baby who was born after being frozen for 20 years? 20 years in a freezer, 20 years. And now a healthy baby boy born. Stunning story. So we'll get to that and others, like in Philadelphia, a Philly suburb where if you don't lock your car, the commissioners in Moreland Township want to be able to give you a $25 fine if you don't lock your car when it's parked. How's that one? A lot of giving in to a criminalized society. That, of course, is what we see all over this country. ColoradoPolls.com, Colorado Politicians, this is a political website, a pro-abort political website, has an article out today, Thursday, October 14th, 2010, about Ken Buck buck-pedaling. Ken Buck buck-pedaling. And they point out the problem of politicians who flip-flop and buck-pedal and the problem that it causes in that people can't believe the candidate no matter where he ends up. He's just not credible because when they switch their positions on such fundamental issues, they lose credibility. And so this article, The Wages of Buckpedaling, like The Wages of Sin, The Wages of Sin, The Wages of Buckpedaling is the title of the article by Colorado Polls. They give one example in the article, and they develop it at length, and it's Amendment 62, the buckpedaling on Amendment 62, Colorado's personhood amendment, and these guys don't even support it. They're pro-aborts. But I'd like to share some of that article with you and also take your calls, 1-800-8-ENYART, 1-800-836-9278. A major endorsement today for Amendment 62, and I'm not going to announce it here because it's too big. It's too good. It's too exciting. And so we'll wait until it's been announced at a larger media forum. but really neat things happening. All right, so let's get to Colorado Polls article today. The wages of buck peddling, as we've said a few times discussing all of the various issues that Republican Senate candidate Ken Buck has reversed himself on since winning the primary election in August. Okay, so that's how they start out. And remember what Ken Buck said about the Tea Party folks around Colorado? I won't repeat it because this is a family show. So I'm not going to repeat the criticism that Ken Buck had of the Tea Party folks, but you could tell that Ken Buck will be he's very comfortable with establishment politicians and Republicans, but not very comfortable with the Tea Party crowd or pro-lifers who want to stop the killing of unborn children. Not very comfortable there. Oh, yeah, he could come to the banquet my family and I were at a year and a half ago and speak to a pro-life banquet where the point was personhood 100%, saving all kids, no exceptions. And he could speak like he's the pro-life savior of the universe when he needs our money and our votes to win the primary and get on the ballot. But then what? Okay, so this article at ColoradoPolls.com, The Wages of Buck Peddling, discussing all the various issues that Republican Senate candidate Ken Buck has reversed himself on since winning the primary election in August. One of the biggest dangers of doing this is not the individual constituencies that one upsets when switching sides on their pet issue. So they're analyzing this politically like it's a Machiavellian, just an intellectual exercise. The idea of lying to people, that doesn't come into their equation. You see, at ColoradoPolls.com, they're child killers. So if you're going to kill unborn children, what would it matter if you bear false witness? What would it matter if you lie? Now, if there's a God and you are committed to honoring God, you're not going to lie to your friends about what you would do if they give you their money and their votes. You're not going to lie to your friends about what you would do if they give you their money and their votes. You wouldn't do that if you're honoring God. If you're not honoring God, if you're just making a cold, calculated, Machiavellian political decision, then when you lie to your base, the question is, will it get you more votes or fewer votes? That's the only question that ColoradoPolls.com is concerned about. They're not concerned about God, obviously, because we are created in God's image and likeness, and so you wouldn't tolerate the killing of unborn children if you were concerned about God. So they said, one of the big dangers of doing this flip-flopping is not the individual constituencies that you upset when switching sides on their issue. So they said that's not the concern that they're now going to be upset with you. A larger problem, especially for guys like Buck, who really had a lot to walk back on. In other words, he said a lot of things that they think were unreasonable to get to win the primary. And then they think, hey, he had to flip-flop. He had to. The larger problem is that you reach a point where nobody believes you anymore on any issue. When that happens, the people who you wanted to appease by flip-flopping are not appeased, and people who may not have otherwise cared about the issue that you're flip-flopping on, well, they probably still don't care about the underlying issue, but they do notice the flip-flopping. A good case in point for this is Buck's reversals on Colorado Amendment 62, the so-called personhood initiative. So-called, right? They say so-called. So-called because it's not about personhood? Is that why so-called? Like, you know how the media, they talk about partial birth abortion, where the baby is delivered up to his neck and then stabbed in the back of the neck and killed? And they say the so-called partial birth abortion. Well, why is it so-called? That's what it is. It's a partially born baby who's then killed. And when liberals, Ken Buck needs to learn this, when liberals and pro-aborts, when they speak of abortion, they're not talking about ending the pregnancy. They're talking about killing the baby. You see, that's a distinction that has so far eluded Ken Buck. He doesn't know that. Like the partial birth abortion ban, Ken Buck says, I support abortion for the life of the mother. So that means he would support the partial birth abortion ban with its life of the mother exception. And we've, of course, documented that even Dr. Dobson, after 15 years of fighting for the ban, admitted in writing, quote, ending partial birth abortion does not save a single human life. Doesn't save one. But with the life of the mother exception in the PBA ban, if the mother's life is at risk and you have a baby 6 months developed in the womb and you begin to deliver the baby because you want to save the mother's life, well, then you deliver the baby. You don't stop halfway to stab the baby in the back of the neck and kill the baby. And Ken Buck is too stupid to realize that the abortion industry, you give the abortion industry a little loophole and they will drive a school bus through it every day, a school bus of dead kids. You don't think Planned Parenthood could fit a school bus of dead kids through a loophole, Ken Buck? And you're going to give them a loophole? Just like, abortion for late-term abortion for the health of the mother. That's what the U.S. Supreme Court said the day they issued their Roe v. Wade ruling. They said abortion in the first trimester for any reason and late-term abortion for the health of the mother, the life or health of the mother. And it turns out health includes having a bad hair day. If you're unhappy, if you're upset, if your finances are tight, that's health. And so they drove a school bus that is an extended school bus of millions of kids through that loophole of the health of the mother. So Ken Buck is giving them this loophole of life of the mother. When Ken Buck filled out the Colorado Right to Life 2010 candidate survey, and it explicitly explains there's a specific note on the life of the mother, and it couldn't be more clear. When the mother's life is seriously threatened by a pregnancy, of course, it is morally justified to deliver the baby, but not if the intention is to kill the baby. When the life of the mother is at serious risk by her pregnancy, the goal must be to save the life of the mother and the baby, if at all possible. It is just as wrong to kill the mother to save the baby as it is to kill the baby to save the mother, Ken. You don't kill the mother to save the baby. There is never a medical emergency that could justify a physician who stops caring for a pregnant mom long enough to kill her child. So legalizing abortion, defined as the intentional killing of the unborn child for the life of the mother, leads to repugnant acts like emergency removal of late-term babies from the womb, stopping midway into the procedure to kill the baby. If the baby dies, it is a tragedy. If the baby is intentionally killed, it is murder. Ken Buck doesn't understand that distinction, or he doesn't care to. So Colorado Polls explains that Buck backed away from his prior support for Amendment 62, claiming he didn't realize that the amendment might also ban common forms of birth control. And what, Ken Buck? He's a grown up, right? He's a grown up. He lives in Colorado. He lives in Colorado. And doesn't he know that 2 years ago we had a presidential election? And on the ballot in November of 2008 was Amendment 48, and the whole state talked about it. It was talked about nationwide. It was a leading news story, and they said it would ban the forms of birth control that killed the baby after the baby was conceived in his mother's womb. And Ken Buck, he missed all that? He missed that? A year of a campaign, he missed it. He doesn't know that an IUD doesn't prevent conception, but it kills the baby. He's an adult. He doesn't know that, that the IUD is an abortifacient and that certain chemicals are sold to kill the baby after the baby's conceived. Okay, let's go to the phones. 1-800-8-NYART. Robert, speak your mind. Hello, Robert.
Yeah.
What's up, sir?
I just have a question. If you're not supporting Ken Buck, who are you supporting?
I'm going to vote for Tom Tancredo. And there are, on Colorado Right to Life's website, there are 34 candidates who have endorsed personhood.
I understand that.
And so those candidates who are in my district, I'm going to support them. And I'm going to vote yes on the amendments because I'm a conservative, and therefore lower taxes and anti-Obamacare and to protect life.
Who's Ken Buck's opponent?
He's running against a girly man called Michael Bennett who advocates
right.
killing children.
So you're not going to vote for either one of them then, right?
I would not vote. I have standards, Robert. I imagine you have standards.
Yeah.
Would you vote for a known racist?
No.
No, okay. Would you vote for somebody who says they'll put child killers in office on the federal bench? Would you vote? Is that one of your standards, that you're intolerant of child killers?
Right.
Okay, good. So thanks for joining with me and not voting for Ken Buck.
So then we're not supporting either one, right?
I never. This is a commitment I've made to the Lord. I will not vote for a child killer. So Ken Buck says he will vote to confirm pro-choice judges to the federal bench.
Okay.
Which also means to the Supreme Court. And I will not do that. I won't give my authority to someone else by voting for them when they tell me that they'll put judges on the bench who will kill kids. And go ahead, Robert.
I just wanted to know who you were going to vote for, and you're not going to vote for either one, so that's good.
Thank you very much, Robert.
Have a great day.
May God bless you. I appreciate your call. And
okay.
So I'm not afraid of the boogeyman. I'm not afraid of the boogeyman. You know, when you're afraid of the boogeyman, you don't think straight, and you make decisions based on emotion. But the Republican Party needs to be miserable that child killing is legal in America. And believe me, the Republican Party gets so much benefit from abortion, you cannot calculate the benefit they get from abortion. They get millions of dollars every election cycle because abortion is legal, and they get millions of votes every election cycle because they say that they're totally against abortion. And they're fundraising, they're totally against abortion, except that they lie to you. And during the primary, they run as though they're the pro-life savior of the universe. And then in the general election, they moderate their position, like they have no litmus test, and they will confirm pro-choice judges. And they can't support personhood because it's not the right time, like Eagle Forum says. And so then, if they do win, they govern as pro-choice liberals. And what? Did you just fall off a truck yesterday? Am I the only one who's noticed this? Am I the only one you don't notice, whoever I'm talking to right now? You don't notice? I notice it. In the primary, they are conservative fiscally and on life and guns, and they're so conservative. And then the general election, they moderate, and then they govern as liberals. And you want to continue that? You want to destroy your country because you're so obsessed with an election like it's a soap opera or a Super Bowl that you go on strictly emotions and a Republican politician like Ken Buck says, I will vote to put pro-choice judges on the federal bench. I'm not going to let Colorado Right to Life tell me what to do. I will vote to put pro-choice judges on the bench. I want money. I want power. I want to be elected. I don't want to look like I'm an extremist. I will put pro-abortion judges on the... And Ken Buck said to the Denver Post, well, I didn't sign my name to that survey and say I wouldn't vote to confirm pro-choice judges. I never did that. The question was, would you confirm pro-abortion judges? And I said, no. I didn't say I wouldn't confirm pro-choice judges. So the Denver Post writes, Ken Buck didn't know that pro-abortion means pro-choice. He didn't know that. What is it? Isn't he a grown-up? Isn't he a grown-up? Where's he been? What's his native fork tongue? Isn't English his native fork tongue? Doesn't he know how to speak English? He doesn't know that pro-choice means pro-abortion. He doesn't know that. So the judges on the Supreme Court, like the latest, was Sonia Sotomayor. Now, would Ken Buck have voted to confirm Sonia Sotomayor? Well, she was put on the federal bench by President George Bush. Put her on the federal bench. He nominated Sonia Sotomayor. And so would Ken Buck have the wisdom and the insight to see, you know what? Here's a Republican president nominating a judge who's probably not 100% pro-life, so I'm going to oppose her. No, he wouldn't. He'd rubber stamp the Republican administration's nomination for judge, and especially if they're pro-choice, because he wants to show that he's not going to be bossed around by any right-to-life group. He's his own man, and if defiance of God is necessary for Ken Buck to say, I'll do it my way, then he'll do it his way. And if killing kids, putting judges who kill kids onto the bench is required for Ken Buck to say, I'll do it my way, you're not going to tell me what to do, then that's what he'll do. And the Republican Senatorial Committee comes by and says, Ken, we want to put $2 million into your race, but you're way too pro-life for us. You're way too pro-life. Well, don't worry. I don't have to be that pro-life. Well, would you confirm pro-choice judges? You bet I would. I always said that. Not at the pro-life banquets I spoke at, but I always said I would, you know, I said I wouldn't confirm pro-abortion judges, but I had my fingers crossed behind my back. So, yeah, we're good on that. So Colorado Polls, their article out today, they say a good case in point for this in Buck's reversals is Colorado Amendment 62, the personhood initiative. Buck backed away because he had no idea what it would do. That's my summary of that. He had no idea what it would do. However, Buck pointedly did not back off of his opposition to abortion. You see, they say he's still against abortion. But the thing for Buck is he's not going to be tested. He says he's against abortion for rape and incest. The only way that that would ever be tried is by personhood. That's the only way that would ever be tried, is by personhood. So he has a position that satisfies the pro-life base but will never be tested. You think he's going to vote against every federal funding bill, even if it gives money to Planned Parenthood? Of course he won't. He's not going to want to look like an extremist. He'll put pro-choice judges on the federal courts. So, flip-flopping on Amendment 62 did not win Buck a single pro-choice voter. That's their analysis here. And I think they're right. No, they're speaking in too much of a superlative there. He might have won a few, but the pro-choice voters who are really mad, he's not winning them over. And Planned Parenthood hitting him with everything they got, saying that he's against abortion even for rape and incest, and he's winning in the polls. So that's become noise. And when you hear on Law and Order that the NBC show that the woman who's raped, the rape is the crime, not the baby. And when you hear on another TV show, Criminal Minds, that a woman who's raped and pregnant is asked, why didn't you get an abortion? And she says, you don't kill the child for the crime of the father. And even pop culture is picking up on these powerful statements that if Ken Buck had the nerve, the courage to say Michael Bennett is the extremist, he's the child killer that we need to oppose. He supports what Planned Parenthood does in the abortion clinic. They tear babies' arms off. That's extreme. Colorado needs to be a safe place for babies. He would have been viewed, the left would have hated him, and the right would have said we have a man of courage. Instead, we have a coward who should not be voted for by anyone who knows right from wrong. The Republicans have been using you for as long as you've been voting. They lie to you, and they get your money and your votes, and they filled the courts with pro-choice judges. In the last 30 years, how many have we had Republican administrations? For 20 of the last 30 years, we've had Republican presidents. They have filled the federal courts with pro-choice judges, including the U.S. Supreme Court. And Ken Buck has already told us that's the kind of Republican he is. He will put pro-abortion judges on the Supreme Court. And don't think he's lying to them. That's never the case. He's lying to us. They're always lying to us. Hey, God bless you guys. KGov.com.